By answering the census, our residents become superheroes, protecting the future of our community and our kids.
City of Las Cruces officials launched a superhero-themed campaign for the 2020 census called Be Counted, or Tu Cuentas in Spanish. The campaign focuses on reaching traditionally undercounted groups. That includes children younger than five, the elderly, veterans, immigrants, residents with disabilities, people facing housing instability, and more. Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima says it's, quote, safe, easy, and critical for residents to be counted.
And this is really important that regardless of race, language, or immigration status, we need to know exactly how many people are living here in the United States. This data determines how the $675 billion that Congress allocates is going to be used, anywhere from Medicare, Medicaid, public safety, roads, housing, school lunches, and such.
Census workers say the goal is to count everyone once and in the right place. But that's been a challenge for a poor, rural state like New Mexico. About 42% of New Mexicans live in hard-to-count neighborhoods, according to census estimates. In 2010, the state had the second lowest census response rate in the country at 65%, a 3% decrease from 2000. It's not just the city worried about leaving federal money on the table. Doñana County Commissioner Manuel Sanchez says smaller municipalities have more to lose with an undercount.
But when you look at the smaller municipalities, they don't have that income stream that maybe the larger municipality as Las Cruces has. So they've become even more dependent on the federal funding, whether it comes from funneled from the through the state to them or the county to them. It will be a larger impact to them.
City officials say undercounting Las Cruces residents by 1% could cost the city roughly $30 million over the next decade. And statewide, a 1% undercount might mean losing out on $780 million in federal funds over those same 10 years.
Like past census counts, residents may respond by mail or over the phone. But the city says the 2020 census marks the first one to rely heavily on online responses.
That could be challenging for rural communities with little or no internet access. City of Anthony Mayor Diana Trujillo encourages her residents to use the Anthony Public Library. But she knows there are some residents afraid to answer the census and the door.
We have a lot of individuals that do not want to participate because they're in fear of being in their immigration status or other, issues that they might have. They don't want to be questioned or anything like that. So I guess we need to educate our public and our residents that not to worry, because some of the questions that a lot of them feared in the past, that's not going to be on this census. They're not asking that question.
We must have a reliable count of how many citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens are in our country.
President Trump tried to add a citizenship question to the census last year. While he backed down, Trump signed an executive order to get data about the legal status of everyone living in the U.S. By law, census answers are confidential and cannot be used against the respondent. At the Thomas Brannigan Memorial Library, Administrator Margaret Neal says the library received a grant to buy laptops and Wi-Fi hotspots to host census events around Las Cruces. She adds the library will be key to helping residents be counted online.
Probably a pretty big role. Libraries in general often help bridge a digital divide, which is the people who don't have access to a regular internet connection. We have over 4,000 sessions a month of computer usage in this facility, not counting our other two satellite locations. So we are a place where people come if they don't have regular access to the internet. So if they want to take the census online, they will come here, more than likely, because they know that they can.
There's more to the census. Counting the population determines representation in Congress and how district lines in the state are drawn. That's why it's important to count everyone, regardless of legal status. Commissioner Sanchez says the county is working with community members to accomplish that task.
I think one is dispelling that myth about the citizenship question and how the information is being used. The second part is going to be really utilizing the trusted voices in the community. We've been working with promotoras and various other trusted folks in the community to try to make sure that they're the trusted voice, making sure that they're getting that information out.
Even with assurances that census data is safe, local officials say transparency is key to earning public trust.
1, 2, 3.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.